Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 116, and apologies for the few of you like this, that it's been a while since the last one. Real life's got in the way, and I've been busy and we've been doing stuff, which has been lovely doing stuff. And also I'd like to start, I'm joined by Coggy, Nick and Shane, and he doesn't have to talk about this because I don't want, you know, if it's, but I'd just like to send my condolences to Coggy, whose wife passed away. And I know there's scores of Reds who love him deeply. He'll call himself a twat, but he's not. He's one of the nicest Reds you'll ever meet. And it's just heartbreaking. So I'll come to you a bit later, Coggy, but we all love you, mate. And I'm sure everyone listening will be sending their condolences and their best wishes and their love. And I know, you know, grief is a very hard thing to take. So we're just sending your support. And I don't mean to then be glib to go to United, but I think, I don't know, you tell me later how you feel. You tell me to fuck off or whatever. We've just been away. We're doing, like, obviously not going away abroad, doing little trips here and there where we can. And we've just come back from Sandbanks, where we had a Freeman's flat, which is unbelievable. I never get anything free, but sister-in-law's boss has a flat there, and he gives it out to people at work, obviously to get them to work harder, because the flat is incredible. I've never, ever been to an area like it, ever. It's unbelievable. I mean, Harry Redknapp lives there. We saw his house. It's just unbelievable. So we've had a lovely couple of days there, seeing how the other half live. And my wife, we went out and we had a couple of gins after a meal. It was my boy's sixth birthday. Went to Rick Stein to see how the other half live. Lamborghinis outside. And my wife's quote was, "It's interesting to see posh people get as really as pissed as us poor people." Because they were leaving the bar absolutely hammered, people. So it's just been not really nice doing stuff. And I'm seeing United through my boy's eyes, and it's getting just at a moment where it's, as I said before, it's clicked. So a couple of moments, he was wearing his United kit, and he's doing some school holiday stuff like sports camps. And he said, "There was another United fan in the sports camp." And it just, and we went, yeah. And then the other thing, we've just got back while we were eating, and we've watched Carlos Tevez's best Premier League goals. And it made me think, how you forget how good, because he was a twat, but you forget how good Tevez was. Seeing his goals, you know, twice at Anfield. So I said, he was great, Albert. And I said, but he left for City, you know, and it soured it. And then he just went, why did he have to do that? I just thought, so, right, I'm going to go. I have to say, I kept thinking that Varane would go tits up. I just kept thinking, this is, you know, this is United, this is what happened. And I almost yelped with excitement. I know it's not 100% confirmed yet, but it's like, it shouldn't have had to take the protests. Yes, the Glazers are twats, but we're in a situation where they're having one of those summers where they turn up to the party. And we've done two really good signings. Now, if we do a third, you're almost thinking, I had a moment where I got carried away thinking, bloody hell, we've got a chance. Now, I know City could get Grealish and Kane, but we should be much, much closer, I think, hopefully. Right, I'm going to go to Nick first. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, cheers. Sending my regards still, Coggy, as well. I agree with what Barney said. I just want to start by saying I'm on the gym. Last time I was on gym, on a podcast, I sat there and I think I abused everybody but Shane on it. So just prepare yourself for what could unfold over the next few minutes. It's been nice, hasn't it, really? I mean, Rand's still not holding a shirt as time of recording, so, you know, I still wouldn't put it past the Glazers, but tits up, but he's put a few posts up on social media. I think that deal is probably going to be pretty much done, isn't it, really? I don't even think even we could fuck it up from there, but I'm sure we'll give it our best. It's been nice. I managed to get back into Old Trafford on Wednesday for the Brentford game. Not been back for 507 days. It was quite nice to be in there, albeit not in our usual seat. I got the tickets somewhere else. You'll be pleased to know the prices have gone up of all the food and beverages for those of you that haven't had the luxury of going back yet. And the beer's been replaced. It's now Carling. That's disappointing, isn't it, Carly?
£5 a can. People, and I saw all the £5.
It's crap, honestly. Just yeah. So
it's like someone accountant at United has gone. We'll buy Varane, but if we charge them £5, we'll get that back in 3.5 years. I mean, anyone who buys Carlin for £5 deserves everything they get. I did like 507 days. Not that you're counting, Nick, but it did. In my circumstances, because I'm taking the school holidays and making the most after the lockdowns. I'm not going to be off to, call me part-time athlete. I'm not going to get to any games. QPR missed, gutted till Leeds. But it feels great seeing photos of people in the game and that. As much of anything, everyone doing stuff, it just feels... So what, you know, good atmosphere.
It was absolutely cracking being back there on Wednesday. But I have to say, the one thing I've not missed is sitting there listening to other people's commentary on the game. Going, oh, pass it out, like, do this, do that. And you think, you don't play football to any standard. Start telling people what they should be doing with the ball. It fucking winds me up having to listen to shit opinions. It's bad enough coming on here, and I have to rabbit on with myself. But when you start listening to other people, you think, oh, my God, pass it. And calling players by the first name. So just like,
I do that, though.
I'll miss any of this.
I do that.
I'll miss any of this.
There's certain players I call Giggsy, but Nemanja was always Nemanja. You have to call them. But I will say, the last podcast, I did enjoy it, the leak one. We've almost got a gap. So we did that on the Saturday in the pub. Obviously, the night deteriorated with Wazza fucking steaming about England winning 4-0 and Nick steaming the other way. But it's almost like we've got a Gavin and Stacey, what happened in leak later that night on two occurrences won't ever be mentioned. So we've got a Gavin and Stacey moment from that trip. But thankfully not me. That is like what happened in leak stays in leak. Right, so Coggy, you all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. And obviously I appreciate your kind words. And, you know, I mean, I've put on the Red News forum that, you know, you have created a nice little monster here, Barney, with Red News, because the support I've had from fellow Reds, all one way or another connected with you, has been absolutely amazing. And it does help. It really does. Even the simplest text to say, look, we're thinking about you. It really does help. So I do appreciate, everything that you've all said and that you've all done. I appreciate it all. I just had to smile when you were talking about staying in that apartment, like, you know, which probably cost about £20 million. At the same time, I was staying in a house that had been remodeled to look like 1960, and I do think it sums up the two of us in our life, to be honest.
Well, so first, how are you, Coggy? I mean,
listen, you have good and bad days, basically, and, you know, today's been difficult because both the kids have been out and the house is very empty and everything. I had a good couple of days over in Belfast with my gig, and that helped things out. But as you know, my wife didn't want a funeral. She wanted a party. So, you know, all my efforts have been aimed to get this party together and everything. And I think that's helping. You know, that's helping. But, you know, ultimately, she died at home in the night, peacefully in her own bed. And, you know, you can't ask for more than that. So, you know, while I'll have bad moments, objectively, you know, it was a nice way for her to go. And I can't ask for more than that.
Yeah, and we do, you know, if you have those, you know, me with my daft sleeping habits, just or for anyone, you know, just get in touch. I was very glad that, because you'd had Belfast planned for the Super Cup and you're going to write about it, so we won't give too much away, but you actually stayed in like George Best. And what was that like? Yeah. I mean, that must have been...
I mean, I'll always say to any United fan, you know, even those that, you know, didn't watch Best play and think Cantona was a better player than him, all I'd say is for all United fans, try and get over there, because it's something very, very nice. It's some of the memorabilia, the fact that, you know, the furniture hasn't changed since he was there, you know, the letters he wrote home are there. It's absolutely fantastic. It's well worth one night, if not a couple. On top of that, Belfast's a great city as well.
I've never been. You know, we had a great time.
But yeah, for any United fan, it's a must.
And the photos, both of you sending, it looked incredible. They're like so much to do. then that you just think, why haven't I been? That's just bonkers. You know, like...
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason why many people don't go is the obvious, really, is historically all the troubles and everything. And, you know, in fairness, there is still an undercurrent. You know, you go into some areas and, you know, it's the Union Jacks flying goes, so there's an extracurricular. But it is, you know, they're very warm, nice people. It's absolutely great. We also took in United Under-16s versus Ballymena, in which Zach Giggs played, and that was good. Quite a
well, that photo was incredible. That, I mean, the pose, it was like, as soon as everyone saw it, they just went, well, that's not only Giggs' son, but also that's the pose from Arsenal. And just like, wow, how was he any good? I mean, not that you can tell at 16 or any of it.
Well, I mean, he's actually only 14, I believe.
Jesus.
He's athletic, you know. He just like Giggs was, you know. He's a bit more solid than Giggs was at probably at that age. But he's athletic. He runs like him. He played at left back, but he seemed to be a right-footed player. But some decent players in the team. Some that you think, oh, not quite sure about him. But some good composed players. The centre backs were good, and the centre forward. So. Do you know something? It was nice to watch some football, decent crowd there. Again, similar to Nick, it was nice to watch some live football. We didn't have the problem with people saying shoot and pass it to him and stuff like that. It was nice. There was loads of little kids there with United shirts on, running about on the track at the front. And, you know, it's the way you should bring your kids up with football. It's great. So, thoroughly enjoyed it.
I will say, I'm obviously going to bore people continuously about that, but seeing it through at hitting this age, it just makes you reevaluate everything about football and like the bias and the bigotry, because he comes in, you know, we've got the old Panini sticker from last season. He says, I like every team. And I'm like, no, we don't like 19 of them. It's like, and I'm thinking, don't be so immature that you're trying to create this. I just call the others the yucky teams. We're playing a yucky team. But it excites me for this season. But I will say how Nick can slag anyone off for their football opinions, considering Camavinga was supposed to be a dead cert. That was our exclusive. That went tits up. And Trippier, no, not going to happen. Seems more and more likely that it... So, Nick, for your football in the know.
Well, yeah. Well, I can only go off what people tell me. It's nothing to do with me. I guess Camavinga could still happen. You know, I don't think we could rule it out. You know, he's still not gone anywhere. But we had a change of heart, hasn't it? You know, clearly. So it looks like it's on. It's just probably waiting for one out of the way because we're incapable of negotiating two transfers at the same time.
I'm going to go to Shane, but I can't see. You can't be aggressive on the gin when you've got Ollie's got his new deal for you. We've signed two quality players, so surely yours then for United right now is. Gideometer.
Yeah, it's great. You know what? In all of this, it's really, really good at the moment. I did say on the podcast when we did the pullback on the whatever it was, just after the Europa League final on the Sunday after, I was teetering with Ole because that was his big moment. But I think that this is definitely taking a bit of the pressure off now. He's got his man in Sancho. Getting Varane is a massive statement. You know, someone that's won the Champions League a few times. I think, you know, he's certainly getting everyone on board where I've not been that active on Twitter over the summer, I'll be honest. So I don't really know what the Ole Al contingent are saying and if they're still there. But I haven't really seen or heard too much about people flagging them off or anything. And if this means we can have a good start to the season, hopefully everyone could just be unified. We're all getting back to the stadium at the same time. It just looks like everything could be looking up. We've got to start the season, as we've always said.
Well, I want about the thing I disagree, I have moved along from the Gdansk. I'm trying to let that go. I want him to do it. He's got the backing. I do want, you know, that this is happening. All of this is because of the pressure and the protests. And I don't want that to dissipate. I don't want it to people think we've signed two players and then you get in, you know, there'll be people on Sky like Souness going, oh, well, they got the deals. You can keep the pressure up because this is what pressure achieves. But I do think the pressure on Ollie, and this isn't a dig at Ollie, but I think it's immense because let's see, start the season well. But I don't think it's like the pressure's off him. I think now you've got two players of that quality there's no excuses. You can't start the season. And,
that's not what I'm saying. I meant in terms of people on like Twitter and stuff have been moaning about it. I completely agree. I think that this time now, in terms of when the season starts, it's like, well, now we've not really got this supposed sort of weak link. You know, if you look at what is our quote-unquote best 11, you know, there doesn't really look like on the face of it that there is any weaknesses that are in there. Even when people say about holding midfielders, you know, you've still got players like Paul Pogba in there. You've still got Bruno Fernandes. We still know full well that Predator Tomlin can still play well on the net. You know, that's maybe the only sort of question mark you could say. But that back four, I'd still argue the keeper's not properly sorted. But other than the keeper, I feel quite upset about that, to be honest.
We haven't got that much time tonight for quickly, sorry Shane, but like the goalie, I thought the situation would have been we'd have known by now who's going, because I don't think you can have, we can't sign Tom Heaton without one of them going, because that would be really bizarre. So it's like, I thought, but more now the season closer, I'd prefer De Gea stays. That's just me, even though we've got a lot of question marks about his form. And I think the worry is you two, Coggy, old Paul, Nick, Nathan, you were all giddy for Preston. And I just don't like, and it's the same for everyone. No one's having an ideal, but I just don't like the way the season's 2 weeks away, and we're not going to be ready. We're losing Rashford. He's still not had the lot, and I'm not digging him out. I can sort of get why he thought I'll give it a go at the Euros, but Southgate surely should have said, "You're not in my plans." You know, you're just not in my plans. So that, or United, I get the point that United. So I just had that thing that it's a shit. It's been bonkers for 2.5 years. We had no pre-season. We're sort of having a pre-season, but it's not what Ollie can't be happy that things. Anyway, Shane, hello. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Obviously, start echoing sympathy to Coggy, who's a great lad, you know, and himself, you know, brings a lot of people together. So obviously, thinking of you and all your family, Coggy. I don't know. It's been a strange time. I went to the QPR away, so luckily got that one in before the Preston one was pulled off. Yeah, and it was lovely, if I'm honest with you. It kind of made me a little bit giddy. It was just nice. Just like we met in the Rocket on Euston Road, which obviously many people know, and it was just nice. We just sat there, and you had a wave of faces that it was like that we've talked to on here before. You know, a nod and a hello to people. You know, and some fella come over, and you know, I hadn't seen him for like 18 months. And just the odd fake news. So that was lovely. And then we had a good drink around Shepherd's Bush and saw some more Reds. And then you got the reality that Paul, who we know, who's been on here before, his ticket hadn't been delivered. So he ended up having to queue. And I got in late because I was waiting for him, missed the first goal. And then he didn't get in at all because it got close to half time and he gave up. So it reminded you that he was given to get back to football, but then it was the same old passive and shite that we always get. You know, it was kind of a lot of angry men. You know, it's like kind of we all give you, and then it soon turns and moaning gets. But it was lovely seeing people, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think the signings are great on paper, so there's a lot to be positive about. I do share, Barney, your concern. Like, from what I see on Twitter, half the fucking team was dealing in Croatia or Greece or somewhere on holiday. And I don't know what the fuck. You know, they're not going to have any pre-season. It'd be... Yeah, we won't be ready at all. So we need to get a good start. So that's a bit of a concern. And I think that, like, I hate to talk about him again, but I think a lot depends on Pogba. Like, we need someone in that position. And if Pogba does leave, that leaves a hole. If he stays, is he going to be in the right mood? Are we going to have that fucking carry-on last year of a contract hanging over? So I think that's a big if as well. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Leeds. Really looking forward to it. But I must admit that like it made me reflect a little bit, you know, that like the hassles of ballots and planning travel, not used to it, it's kind of like suddenly made me think, Christ, you know, it's a lot of hassle and it was second nature before. We just done it and now I'm thinking, fucking hell, like, you know, it's made me think a little bit about all the other things you miss out on doing that. But I'm sure we'll soon get back. Yeah, but I'm really giddy.
Yeah. Well, that's... I am very giddy, but I also made the choice after fucking, you know, staring at plants and talking to plants as my only friends with a cat pissing and shitting everywhere that I wanted to enjoy. So I would swerve the pre-seasons. But that we did joke in our, you know, like the booking of trains and the hassles and there's problems of Houston and you're out of, we're out of pre-season training. And me and Shane, I mean, my wobble about, I've collected season ticket cards and people like Coggy would have collected them much longer than me. But for United to suggest, we've laughed about it, you know, you can print it off and laminate it yourself. Well, why don't you just fucking send us one? You know, like, what, whoever at United makes it. No, I tell you what, they can print it off and laminate it. You know, just come off. I want my card. Want my card. And forgetting the city, there's a lot of older Reds who will be have struggled with this. Don't take the piss. I get you want to go progress so you can fucking microchip the Carlings. My conspiracy theory is they want us to fucking have a credit note so it'll be like zapping Carling. But on the Coggy note, I will say, you know, you say about, but you're a community Coggy. You're integral to a lot of Reds. So don't underestimate you and your importance United. And for me, it's always a community, and we've lost another member, Graham Castle, who was a unique character. Anyone who met him from the London fan club, he kept it going after Dobbin. I hope, please, out of all that group, they keep it going. I know, you know, it's harder and harder to keep the branches, but everyone would know in his jacket. And I've said, like, with Dobbin, that we were always like different worlds, but as we got older, everyone softened and you'd migrate into a pub on a bizarre Euro away and meet and have a laugh. And I spent a good few hours in Oslo with Lars and Graham for a pre-season a couple of years back, and you saw a side to him you wouldn't have seen, like, or he saw a side of me I wouldn't have seen 20 years ago. And it just, so my thoughts go to a lot of his friends, you know. So and that is what, I've said it before, and I don't, you know, there's a sadness with Leeds that I hope there aren't too many familiar faces missing as well, really.
No, he was a big character. And I remember, like, I don't know, things come to mind, don't you, when you hear bad news. And I actually remember bumping into Castle, it was in Paris, funny enough, the pub I was with Coggy was in the same pub, and it was the only pub we found that was selling beer for under, like, €8. It was, and all these Reds. And it's funny, all the different groups converged, and it was like, you know, we had a big giggle over it about the fact we all looked at each other and we knew we were all in that bar because it was €7, not nine, you know, and it was...
But that's when United... Forgetting the fan cams and all, when United's great on like the trips, when it's all the different groups and we're all different, you know, but you all converge. And I remember I've spoken to Arsenal fans, I've spoken to Notts Forest fans, and they were always jealous because they said you lot always got on, you know, bar a few pissed up indifferences over the years. But you'd have everyone, all the different places and we'd come from, and everyone would be getting on. And that, you know, that I hope we preserve from all the youngsters coming through. Right, so we've got, you know, the Varane buzzing. Ollie's contract. I don't know why people were getting their knickers in a twist about that. I just think you don't want to tell Paul Pogba that Ollie's running down his deal, you know, because they're wavering about that. You've got to tell the team, don't you? I don't know, something, you know.
I was a bit nonplussed about it, to be honest, but I can understand the reasons why we've done it. Whether it makes any difference to any players who we'd like to sign or any players currently at the club, I honestly don't know. But it makes Ollie feel secure, if nothing else. So I'm quite happy about it. Whether it has any major impact on us going forward, I don't know.
Well, they'll still sack him if we lose 10. And if we don't lose, I think it's Pete makes the point in the mag, you know, it's not worth anything, is it? A football contract, I don't get the thing. I was more like the Rashford thing, and I get, but the doctor's away on his holiday, and I just think that's sometimes where United, you know, come on. If we're the biggest in the world, you don't, that should all be boxed off. We've now wasted another month from that. And I'm not digging at Rashford, but it should have been better organised. A lot of players would go in the day after the Euros if you allow that farce of... And talking about the fight, you know, I still don't get how Southgate had Rashford warming up for 15 minutes to bring him on with a minute to go.
Have you seen Rashford's tweet? Is it today?
Yeah.
Fair play for lad. I think he was expecting to be quite an integral part of the team. Not just the squad. So I think he feels now, had he have known he'd have played so few minutes, maybe he wouldn't have gone and he would have sorted his shoulder out. I don't know.
Yeah.
He probably would have done, but you've got to remember Sterling had a good tournament, didn't he, really, for England. So, therefore, his opportunities were limited there. But you've got to back yourself, haven't you? I agree with you. I think, you know, if you're gonna go, you've got to think, well, I'm going all in for it. You know, he's obviously bothered about England. I'd much rather him get fit for us. But if he's bothered about England and that's what he wants to do, then we can't really judge him for that. But I agree, it should have been better organised by the club to be saying, go and get your shoulder sorted, then go off and enjoy your holiday.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're back at least 2 weeks earlier than what you are going to be or whatever it is. So I think that should have been something that should have really been pushed on him.
Yeah.
Especially when he knew full well that he wasn't being involved in it as the tournament was progressing. He could have had it better organised.
But the thing, like, his penalty, I think that showed why he wasn't, his confidence was shot. He tried, you know, yeah. Rashford doesn't do that type of penalty, but it's almost like it got his overconfidence was a sign of his insecurities from that point. Because like I said, you know, I'm gutted it was him, I don't know, three of them missed, but it was like that Rashford's better than that penalty. And people, and talking to Mane, but you know, like, that is not a penalty Rashford would take. I know sometimes they arse around, but he doesn't take that penalty in normal situations. But because of the pressure, the circumstances, putting on for a minute. Football managers are an odd bunch, aren't they? They make fucking weird decisions. It's like...
Well, I think he... But, like, I don't want to get into the whole Euro thing, but, like, it was a bit, like... A penalty's a penalty, and I guess a footballer should get to take one. But bringing someone on with, like, seconds left, just your first kick is a penalty, is ludicrous for me. I didn't understand that at all. It looked like Southgate was a bit scared to twist, you know,
yeah.
At a time when it was there to be won. So I think, yeah, I thought it was a poor decision.
Southgate,
he done well, obviously, difficult to criticise, but it betrays really that those great managers would have, like Ferguson would have fucking twisted on that game, wouldn't he? He would have brought people on, he would have sensed Italy were old and tired. Great players, nevertheless, but he would have done something. He would have gambled to take that match rather than let it pan out.
I mean, just bringing players on last minute. I mean, you know, Solskjaer did it in the Europa League. Mata and Celes, I think it was, and they both scored. So, you know, players are capable of doing it. But yeah, the big question was, why didn't he go for the win? And you know, similar to Ollie. Not that it's still on my mind about the losing the Europa League final, but you know, why the fuck did Ollie go for the win?
Goggy, we've got to let it go out of the system because I've had a period of serenity for about 2 weeks where I haven't really thought about it and woken up in the night going, why the fuck have we lost that final? And then suddenly it comes back. You won't find this funny, but it was fun at the time when we left that pub for the last podcast. Ben picked up the phone for the cab and he said, I'd like a taxi from the winking man to the quiet woman. And we all pissed ourselves. So it's a definite moment you have to be there for. So that was going to go the winking man to the quiet woman. To say how much I'm looking forward to football, when Amazon did their Prime Day, we've had the same... This is really boring. I can see you look at Nick's face, but we've had the same Hoover for 13 years. I got one of those Hoovers that they half price, you know, does all the fancy stuff. And it was like... Oh my God, this is the highlight of 2021, this Hoover. So much that we have a school pickup that someone comes, you know, you'll walk down to the school gate, that she knocked for my wife and I said, I've got a new Hoover. And I spent a minute to someone who I don't really know that well saying, this Hoover does this and the Hoover does that. And I was thinking, what? I need to get back to football. I've fucking had, like, I really need to be in a football ground because I'm just, what?
I'm laughing because our Hoover packed up about a month ago and I bought a new one off Amazon and I said, oh, we're going for this fancy upright thing that's got all bits you can take off. And the thing that, as it happens, it's been a bit of an anticlimax. It sort of leaves flaws on the marks on the floor. But let's not go into Hoover thing. But the thing that amazed me most, and I was saying to the kids, look at this. This is like, I've made it at night. The Hoover's got fucking headlights, little headlights that you can see under the thing. I didn't know they existed. I was like, I was off with
the
Hoover.
And
I couldn't believe it.
So, Shane, we could set up a subcommittee Hoover podcast, but I think you're doing it wrong. It picks up loads, seriously. And I like the lights. It's like, this is fucking Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters. They're talking to me. Coggy is definitely looking like, what the fuck?
You have to humour me here. I have to get it off my chest. I have got a hate of the week and it's been festering.
Oh, come on then.
So, So it's like you mentioned United earlier. No, I don't, like, you can't get hold of United. You can't talk to anyone, can you, anymore? You can't phone up the ticket office and just get fucking texts or emails. But it's, and generally, I'm going to Ireland this week to visit family, and I've had problems with flights getting cancelled, had to change flights and this kind of stuff. So I'm trying to get through to Ryanair, and like United, you can't get hold. And it's, so my hate of the week is bots. I didn't even know bots was a thing until the last year. But you kind of like, you phone Ryanair, and I got told like that an automated thing. Our operators are busy. You'd have to go to our chat line. You go to the chat line, and I've got a bot who had a name. It was Angela or something. And then I asked a question about, I booked the ticket separately, but one's been cancelled. Can I get a beef on the other? And she goes, oh, I'm a new bot. I can't answer this. I was like, you're fucking, like, you're a bot. So you're new. And like, you're taking the piss out of me here. And then it eventually said, I can't help you any further. I haven't got the experience to answer that. And I was like, fuck's sake. So I had to hang up that. So I went on Twitter, had a rant. And they said, just DM us. Just send us a private message and we'll sort you out. I put a message, I've got a reply from, you know, hello, this is Bob, I'm a bot. And like, what's your question? Like, there's like bots everywhere. I couldn't get through to, and I think they're just taking the piss out of us. They're just to put in little algorithms just to be stupid. Like, so everywhere I turned, a bot. So basically, I've just given up. And that's the way United's.
It's scary. The algorithms, and they answer a question, but you think there's no. They're trying to get rid of everyone, so no one's real. Like,
but why can't you get the clever people that are programming these bots just to fucking talk? Why can't they talk to me
why can't they do the fucking flights in the first place? So you don't need a bot. But I will say what pisses me off is, you know, I've said this before, but when it says, click on fucking three bicycles to prove you're not a fucking robot or whatever it is. And I'm thinking, this is my time here. And then it goes, no, click on three fucking fire trucks. Click on three bridges. Click on three traffic lights. And I'm going, please, 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 please stop this. Right.
Well, the irony is, they say they want to kind of prove that you're not a bot. Someone's saying, fucking like,
prove you're not a bot to talk to a bot.
Like, prove to me you're not a bot. That should be the question.
We should go back at them, shouldn't we? Come on, prove you're real, mate. Right, Coggy, come and give us a hate of the week. Nick, I can't imagine Nick's got any hates.
I think the reason why I brought the Europa League up was because, and this will be my hate of the week, is that when we were around Belfast, it was being advertised everywhere, the Super Cup final. And I just hated United and I just sort of got even more for my 2 days or 3 days I was in Belfast. But now I've given up hating things, to be honest. I've decided to be nice to the whole of mankind.
What, even Scousers, however, Scousers, City fans and Leeds?
I've got a DJ for my wife's party, the Celebration of Life party, and he said, let me know all key songs in a life and everything, and we'll do a timeline and everything. So I thought, what I'll do, I'll look at all these songs that were popular in 1964, which was the year she was born, and we can have that as people coming in to start the party off. But I refused to put every fucking Beatles song because that's scary. And I thought, I've turned over a new leaf to be nice to people, but I still can't be if the Scousers.
And wait till August the 14th when you meet a sheep shagger. Right, go on, Nick. Any of you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for the cliche of COVID just because it deprived me of Preston yesterday, and I was very much looking forward to that with Nathan and going to DCOG and Paul and stuff. Me and Nathan went to uni in Preston. That's how we became friends, so we were very much looking forward to going back for nostalgic reasons, and to have that taken away yesterday was really pissed me off, really. So we went to watch West Woodbury and Shelton in Alstaga in the Northwest Counties.
I would say, like, I don't want to, it's above our pay grade, but the COVID thing, I don't know what to think anymore. I kept thinking we'll have lockdowns, you know, to come. And then I think, will we? And then I get a little bit carried away of just, everyone seems so happy when they're out at the moment. So, like, there's smiles on. I know, like, there's deep things going on, but everyone's just trying to have a little bit of fun. Right, I know everyone. I just, on the mag, the thing's ending. So we've got to, I think, 458. Last year was 391. incredible. You've kept the mag going. I can't say how much it means. The first mag will be ready for Leeds to see people. Look, it's not sometimes an easy read. There are sometimes I could go the easy route and put stuff in that I don't, you know, I'm putting stuff in that I don't agree with or that people would take exception to. But I think I've got to hold true. What would my mum say? You've got to be true to your things, even if it's uncomfortable sometimes putting content in that you disagree with or that might cause controversy. So, but we will keep against the Glazers. And I know that the mood or the weather might have changed in that, but not for us lot, not for people like us. So we're just going to keep hammering them. We're still playing them, even if it is a great news of a full season. We're going to do the double issues. But you've kept the mag going for another year, so that means... And we're going to do a lot more of these. So apologies, everyone, you know. So we've just done it. But I will say, just on United, Varane, I mean, I'm just excited. I'm just really excited. I give it a month and we'll be fucking ranting about things, but we're 2 weeks away.
I mean, on Varane, I mean, will he actually get in the team?
Will he get in there to Lindelof? I loved the way that Eric Bailly said... or through his agent, you know, he's unhappy about the situation now they've signed Varane. And I thought, surely he didn't go to bed in the Olympics thinking, you know, really, what? And the second, without rankling Nick's gin and tonic, where is Anthony Marshall? Where is Anthony Marshall?
You can't go for a podcast without him.
But I thought, like, day one of pre-season, raring to go... But he's joined the Phil Jones, Titanic, Mary Celeste of injured. And it's like every game I thought, well, I'll see Marshall as a sub here because he's not been the Euros. He's posting on Instagram pictures with his missus and that, fancy parties. Where is Anthony Marshall?
He won't be missed.
Well, I get... To go over the Pogba type thing, that I get that me going, we need an Anthony Marshall raring to go on August the 14th is a bit of a misnomer on fucking what we're expecting here. But Nick's doing is that he's got the pose ready to go. But it's just like, where is he? So I don't know. But the Euro, lots of things to ponder, innit? Lots of things. Who's he going to start with?
One thing next season, though, is the Premier League is starting to trend towards being this absolute, it's in its own right, a Super League in a way, isn't it? You know, you think about Varane coming from Real Madrid in his prime at 28. You know, it is a real statement showing you the disarray of obviously the two supposed biggest clubs in the world in Real Madrid and Barcelona. You know, a bit of a decline. And, you know, there's going to be the Champions League winner next year is probably going to be from the Premier League. And,
yeah.
You know, those top four spots are going to be more hotly contested than ever. And, you know, it is going to be a really, really, really difficult season. And one thing's for sure, whoever wins the Premier League this year is definitely going to earn it. You know, it's going to be a really, really hot contested league.
Well, I think in the reality, if City get Grealish and Kane, you know, let's have a little bit of hope. But what I don't, the Varane. I mean, I'd say, like, because Van Persie, what was he when he signed 29? I mean, this is our biggest signing in terms since Van Persie. But I'd almost put it as like a Varane, not that I hope it goes the way of Varane, however gifted he was. But it's almost like a Varane, you know, like the world takes note. Varane is joining Manchester United. A quality, but it made me laugh. I put out a thing on Twitter saying, you know, any Madrid fans, and one did get in touch. He said, I can't do a piece. But his basic thing was he has a mistake one in every four games. But I thought, yes, it's not one in two or one in one like the rest of them. We'll take that.
It's not one every fucking corner. That's good.
I thought that's progress, one in four.
Phil Jones quote true on Varane, by the way? Has anyone seen that quote that Phil Jones said about him trying to have the number four?
Oh, that's got to be right. Cool? Don't believe any. It's not one of those made up quotes on the internet, Nick. You too. It's as if Phil Jones online, would. Phil Jones is just. We don't even know where Phil Jones is. Right. And Coggy's got to get off. So we're just. Anyway, all that matters. Coggy, we love you, mate. All right.
Appreciate it. Love you all as well.
Okay. Take care, lads. And thanks for this. And take care, Coggy, and cheers, all your family, mate. See you later.